Hey, how you doing? This is Bam Margera, and this is Do Come Town and Then Have a Mental Breakdown and Kill Your Wife. see what happens. We are doing a special late recording of the premium episode. We had pre-recorded it earlier in the week prior to all this, but felt that some of this stuff needed special attention.
We needed the
attention.
Premium subscribers to get a little extra.
Yeah.
To unpack the
real in-the-moment events.
Yeah.
How hilarious the podcast was and how literally after doing Come Town, less than 24 hours later, Bam Margera had relapsed.
Yeah.
I believe his wife left him, it seems like. And he fought his manager, canceled all his shows. So
Vinny also, did you hear, he got a call from his doctor.
Oh, no.
And he said he was HIV positive.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And he's like, but I've never even had sex. Do you remember what he said? Do you remember when he said his girl was crazy because she had like five earrings?
Yes, we all remember the things Vinny said.
Salute. I miss
him. Forget poor.
We got to bring Vinny back.
Vinny does have to come back. He needs a redemption story.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, we can't destroy this man.
Easily the most hated guest we've ever had on the show.
Yes, not even close.
There's that girl that just got on that train.
I don't think we even introduced him on the show.
We didn't.
People just heard his voice and they were like, "I got to find out who this guy is, so I can hate him."
No. He's easily lowest approval rating.
Nobody had a problem with Kelly.
No.
Kelly was cool. Kelly was decent. She never got any backlash even.
I don't think she even remembers what Come Town is at this point.
She probably doesn't even listen.
She probably listened to two episodes and she's like, "I want to be on that show."
We'll salute to her.
Yeah.
She brought us that shoe fly pie. I still remember the snacks.
That
she
was nice of her. You remember her snacks.
I don't remember her face.
I remember the snacks.
I
kind of
don't remember what she looked like.
Yeah,
either.
I don't. Kind of Chinese.
I think she was half Chinese.
So.
This is a wild grinder.
Is it a weed grinder?
It's a weed grinder with like a kind of a fishing rod thing.
Oh, like you do pepper.
Like
you grind pepper.
Yeah, it's got a grind.
More weed,
arm.
Monsieur.
I started rewatching.
More KB. More kind bud.
The Nick.
Back on your Nick bullshit, huh?
Yeah, I like that show.
They were going to bring it back for a third season.
They just make their own tools to do surgery.
That's right.
I would have loved to have been a surgeon back then and be like, "Ladies and gentlemen," because basically surgery was like open mic night.
Oh, yeah.
Be like, "I'm going to try this out. I don't really know if it's going to go anywhere, but we'll see.
Mechanics becoming scientists.
Well, I've killed her, so I don't know. Maybe I'll spend some more time workshopping.
Well, that was an Irish. It's fine. like they just had training races. You would work your way up to get to be.
Well, he was Chinese, so everything inside of there is backwards.
Yeah. You don't want to learn on a Chinese.
Everything, it's like a left-hand side drive.
Yeah. You might as well do surgery on a dolphin.
Yeah.
It won't help you with a white man.
But I just love that they make their own tools and shit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, how bad the surgery would get fucked up in that show is great. I mean, it opens with them performing that C-section. And then they kill the woman and then kill the baby. And then the doctor kills himself.
Hey, I've never seen the show, but I'm in on that.
Yeah, that's the first episode.
We talk about it. Out of any show, we've probably talked about it, like top five.
I've never seen a second of it.
I loved it.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Out of any show we reference on the podcast, I think the Nick.
We have talked. There was a period where we talked about it like every episode.
We talked about the Nick a lot?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember.
Maybe
that
we
at
don't
all.
Anymore, but we used to. Yeah.
I don't remember anything.
Yeah. No, I don't remember. People will come up to me on a show and like say a sentence and be like, "Ah?"
Yeah. Oh, that happens to me, and then it's like, I'm like, "I don't remember that." They're like, "Oh, you said it last week."
Anyway, the only good part of the Come Town curse is that it appears to have left Gene DiNapoli unscathed. That's the only redeeming
thing.
Well,
time will tell.
Time will tell. We have a little insider info on that. But.
Yeah. Gene's great. You know what? That whole story arc of the whole thing
was beautiful, man.
Because, like Bam Margera sort of represents what happens when an Italian doesn't just be Italian.
Yes. Uh-huh.
When you try to venture outside of being to Italian
skateboard.
Into being goth.
Goth, yes. Yeah.
I mean, it might
being
work out.
Being friends with a Swedish metal band?
Yeah, it no might way. Work out for a little bit. Uh-huh. Yeah. But eventually you're going to do Cumtown. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And it's the house of cards is come yeah. tumbling down. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Whereas Gene was pure to himself
pure,
the entire
dude.
Time.
He's and the thing is, he's the three things he's every man should yeah. be.
Right. He's got everything you want.
Everything
New York
you want.
Fans, Italian fans.
And he's Elvis.
And he's Elvis. And he's Elvis.
No joke. I have never told anyone to listen to the podcast. Every time anyone brings it up, I'm like, yeah, don't ignored. Listen, it's bad.
I literally
but
have been
I tell,
recommending people.
I, yes, I Googled it, and there's someone who has already
yeah.
done, like, has take, thank you to whoever did that, took the Gene DiNapoli segment, and I've sent it to, like, eight of my friends.
Yeah.
And I've been like, here is my podcast. Here's the best thing we've ever done,
yeah, yeah.
and the
it
best
really
thing we ever will
way.
Do.
I've yeah. been, I've legitimately been in, like, a three-month depression, and the cobwebs just cleared out
dude,
the second we met Gene.
Those 22 minutes with Gene DiNapoli were some of the most beautiful of my life.
It didn't. It felt like five. That's how entertaining
yeah, exactly,
it was.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It just sort of went right by.
Mm. Oh, what a guy, man.
Yeah.
What a fucking guy.
Those stories. I mean, and then we, like, the 5 minutes we had with him after were even better.
Yeah. Which we can't, you don't. Even our beautiful premium subscribers who
I
we
feel
love
like we can't betray
and are doing
Gene's
and
trust.
Are doing this bonus episode bonus for
uh-huh.
you don't get the you don't get those
well
bonus. Those are for the
there's some things we can say like when he talked about him and his like his three old WAP friends where he tried to
yeah,
convince
yeah.
them to start a podcast
yeah, yeah, to start a yeah. podcast
yeah
yeah and he's like
he's like what network you guys got
yeah
like, we're not on a network we're on the computer he's like
he's like and all the money goes to the advertisers and it's like that's not even how advertising.
Yeah, we pay them.
We
write a check to fucking fucking Mack Weldon every month.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting us read your product descriptions.
Yeah, no, but his friend objected to it because nobody wants to hear that poop and cum stuff.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
Yeah, that's what he said. Then he's like, then I meet you guys.
Yeah, well, hopefully we change Gene's life.
Hopefully Gene mm-hmm. starts
who
a podcast.
Who has been in the business 40 years, well, longer than we've
he's
been alive.
He's been an entertainer 40
but
years,
But
yeah.
Vinny deserves a second chance. I feel bad for
I
him.
I feel bad, too.
You think so? Should we bring him back on?
I don't know. Apparently Bam, like, ripped up all of his money and pissed all over it.
You didn't get any money?
What?
No, you didn't see that?
No.
No, Vinny posted on Facebook. He's like, crazy night. Bam took covered me in glitter and then took
oh,
all
yeah,
my money out of
that.
My pocket and ripped it up and pissed on it. And then
and he's like, guess, and then he closed it. He closed it, but like, guess what, guys? The
well,
man's
he
a legend.
He goes like, don't
incredible.
Know how the journey got me here, but it's been crazy. Just another with the legend Bam himself.
The know, Zen of Vinny Beetle.
Yeah. There's this one video that might be taken down by now, but it's like Bam like, I better see my fucking wife or I'm going to kill my or some crazy shit. And then he just like puts the camera to Vinny real quick and he just like sticks his tongue out and does
yeah,
like
yeah,
a
yeah.
silly face.
He does a soy boy thing.
Yeah.
It's so wrong for yeah, the yeah, tone yeah, of yeah. that video.
Incredible, man.
Mm-hmm.
I love life. Honestly, this is the reason the podcast existed, and it's over now, guys.
Yeah.
Enjoy
the
downturn.
It's the best thing that's ever happened to us.
Like,
it was
going
fun
enough.
Halfway around the world.
Yeah, yeah. I don't give a fuck. Yeah, we got a world tour going.
I mean, I was expecting the Bam thing to be bad. I assumed
they're always
he was going to be out of it.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're always bad when we have a big
like guys. You know maybe not say anything and leave after 15 minutes.
Yeah,
and. I feel like for the most part it was pretty bad.
Yeah, I
and
think
then,
so.
And
except
then,
when he was talking about Don Vito taking dick pills and hanging out.
Yeah.
That was a great little nugget.
It was funny, yeah.
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 Yes,
well,
exactly.
I happen to think about his wife, like, and I know that we're all like thinking about it selfishly or like narcissistically because we only met these people one time, so we think that we changed the course of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
But I happen to think that when Stav and I said goodbye to her and we said congrats
on your
pussy.
Pussy.
Like, yeah. Simultaneously, there was like, she didn't look upset, but there was a look in her eye that was like,
the gears were turning.
This is where my life is taking me. Yeah.
Some fat, toothless guy in a Jewish caricature.
Some Jewish
congratulated me on my stapled shut pussy.
On my fucking. On my fucked up pussy that my
husband's
bragging about. So, what
we gotta do is
we
gotta have Bam's wife and Vinny on.
Yes.
For the redemption story.
Mm hmm.
And then afterwards, we all celebrate by attending one of Gene's shows.
I just want to hear fucking blue suede shoes.
We got everything. We got salsa. We got a black Elvis show. Even black comedy.
God damn. It was so perfect that his life fell apart after our podcast.
I mean, I hope that's not the last time I ever see Gene DiNapoli.
Of course not. We should all go. Who's next? When's your birthday, Adam?
April 10th. Yeah.
Maybe we fucking go check out there. A Gene show, bro.
Go check out a Gene.
Check out Gene, dude. go to the fucking casino that won't allow him legally to perform at his own venue.
Speaking of Italians, we had a guy. It's an Italian guy whose name is Anthony D.I. C-L-A-S-O-M-O, right?
Yeah.
And
L-A-S-O, right?
Declasso.
Yeah. And so, like, you know, he's at a place where they have to call his name out, and they're like, Anthony Declasomo? And he's like, whoa! Yeah. It's Anthony Declasomo. And they're like, yeah, Anthony Declasomo? And he's like, pal, what the fuck? It's Declasomo.
It's Declasomo, come on.
Yeah, Declasomo?
Yeah, Anthony Dickless Homo.
Anyways, that's it. That's all I got on that guy.
That's pretty good. That's all you need. Well, hey, whoa, pal. All right, hey, everyone's having a good laugh, it's DiClassimo.
It's Dickless Homo, all right? Yeah, Dickless Homo.
Yeah, Anthony Dickless Homo. That's what we're saying. That's got to be a guy out there.
Yeah, no, of course it is. I used to do, in my head, I would always laugh about a real estate agent named Michael Vagino.
Mm-hmm.
I would be like, how you doing, Michael Vagino, Remax? my name's Michael Vagino. I work at Remax. I've sold most of the houses in Secaucus myself. We got another guy that's like, he's worried about going to prison.
Oh, because
he doesn't. Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm really worried about going to prison because I hear that they tease you. Yeah, unfortunately, the police came to my house. I had been downloading child pornography. I was arraigned and sentenced to 10 years, but I've heard some nasty rumors that they tease you.
They say really bad names.
They really tease guys like me in jail.
And mom always says I'm pretty sensitive.
Yeah, mom says I'm a pretty sensitive guy. I hope I don't get teased while I'm in prison.
Well, I'm serving my decade-long sentence for child pornography.
I hope nobody teases me.
If those guys are rude, I just hope the guards can come over and listen to my complaints fast enough.
Yeah, right.
I just hope there's a guard nearby for me to
A good
tell.
Thing there's guards there to make sure that nobody's teasing anybody.
Going up to a guard on the first day.
Excuse me, just punching him
in the
face.
Officer.
The guard just hitting him in the back
hit
end
by
of
the,
his fucking
the
baton.
Butt of his rifle. Yeah.
Just never even heard of prison rape.
Yeah.
Just no. I really hope they don't tease me in there.
God, I would.
It's going to be like middle school all over again.
Oh, boy. I sure hated middle school.
I hated being teased. That's why I got back at those girls by looking at pictures of women that look like them. By looking at girls that look like their size and masturbating to them.
And arranging to meet a man to have sex with a child, but being too scared, wanting to, but being too much of a coward to do it.
That's the best kind of rapist is one that's, it's not for moral reasons that they don't want to do it. It's because they're a coward.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably like
99%
of men.
You think so?
Yeah.
Probably 99% of pedophiles are like that because they know what a pedophile is in society.
I guess in a pedophile, it's
more... They're not brave for fucking kids.
More, as a pedophile, it's more weirdly like honorable than they are. You know what I mean? Because it's like they have the disease.
Yeah, they know they got the... They got the hunger, you know. Mm-hmm. They got that.
Yeah, they got the.
They
taste.
Got the taste.
Yeah. Other than you know Michael Jackson, who just was like,
yeah,
fuck it, I'm just gonna have.
I'm just gonna fuck just all gonna of them.
Fuck children.
I'm gonna even
I'm gonna
the ones
turn
that
my house
cancer.
Into an amusement park. Fuck.
At first, I'm gonna find hot ones that like all the stuff I like, but
and
then
and then when people accuse me of doing it, when it's obvious that I'm doing it, I'm gonna be like, I can't believe this.
How dare
How
y'all?
How dare
they
you?
Pulled the Simpsons?
This is racist,
it.
Frankly.
Listen, guys, Michael was there at the wrong place at the
wrong place
time.
At the wrong time. Mm-hmm. His own child's
his
sex,
own house.
His old child sex stadium that he built was the place.
What's that Cat Williams bit about?
Yeah. It was like, yeah.
Look, I like bitches.
He was like, listen, so in my house, I got shit that bitches like. Now, what did Michael have in his house? That is the best take. I mean, that's it. That's all you have to fucking say.
Yeah.
Salute to a true fucking, the man who's got the
I mean, he wrote a song
take.
Called Smooth Criminal.
Yeah. I have little sex with little boys, and I fuck their asses.
And he's only five, but he's got an asshole like a pussy.
Let me fuck your asshole. You're an asshole. Let me fuck your asshole.
The funniest part about that documentary is he's making those kids do goatsy.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah. The
I didn't see it.
The ass cheeks.
Now, how many parts is it? People said it was like multi-part. Is it like a series?
It's two parts.
Oh, just two parts.
It's like a four-hour documentary.
Damn.
Because they had to get on all the salacious details. I turned off like after like 40
Yeah, I watched 40 minutes and that was
I hear in the second part, they like he like dumps them for like new cuter boys.
Damn, yeah. That's tough.
And then they're like, but he didn't want to be my friend anymore. Yeah, that's got to be rough.
He doesn't even want to be friends with them. You gotta let him down easy, man.
Yeah, and here's the thing. What's funny is because like, so my girlfriend was like, you know, like she brought up that Corey, what's his name?
Yes. The one that's alive.
Feldman.
Corey Feldman said he was innocent. She was like, well, why would he say
just,
he's innocent?
He just
And I was like, because Corey Feldman's the same kind of pedophile that Michael Jackson is.
He's 100%
abused as kids.
We're abused as kids, so he's like, now I'm gonna protect these kids. Then maybe take a peek.
Yeah.
I'm protecting them.
It's like the way you eat a chocolate bar that's not yours. Yeah, I'll take a little corner of it.
Right. I'm just gonna open the foil a bit.
Yeah, and smell
delicately,
it.
And then lick, just take a taste, and then close it, and then protect this kid and keep them safe from those monsters.
He said that in 93, he was on the Today Show, like when Me Too first popped off. And he said in 93 he went to the Santa Barbara Sheriff's
I've heard that
department.
Story. And the Sheriff's Department like was like, we're
they
not
were like,
missing this.
He gave him a list of every single Hollywood pedophile. And they were like, we're only interested in Michael Jackson.
Damn.
And they were like, well, did Michael Jackson rape you? And he was like, no, Michael Jackson didn't rape me. But then he just came out this week and said he can't silence those guys who went through that. Just like he was silenced.
By the other guys who raped him.
By the...
Do you think it was maybe a thing where it's like... You know how you don't want to fuck your friends' girlfriends? Maybe it's like Michael, maybe he was friends with Corey Feldman because Michael, like pedophiles have boyfriends, and it would have been rude to his pedophile friends
to
fuck
Corey. You have
to
go back to the sources of all of this.
Do you know what I'm saying?
And it's Martin Sheen, George Lucas, Steven Spielberg.
George Lucas and Steven Spielberg are fucking.
These are all pedophiles.
Right.
Yeah. George Lucas, Steven Spielberg, Martin Sheen, Geffen.
Martin Sheen?
Martin Sheen for sure.
That's
Martin Sheen's the guy at the center of the whole thing.
Damn.
Yeah.
He is not David Geffen.
No, it's Martin Sheen is the guy that's he brought it over from the Catholic Church.
He's
true.
Patient zero.
No, basically.
He's the monkey that had AIDS that some guy fucked.
No, I mean it. Yeah. He was sharing his kids with who is those brothers that murdered their parents?
The Menendez brothers?
What?
The Menendez brothers.
They fucked kids, too?
They were all traded.
The
Menendez kids got passed around as boys to Hollywood elites.
That's why they fucked.
That's why
they killed
their parents.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Did they say that on trial?
They said that they were abused.
No, these are things I've thought about.
I think they said that their parents...
These are things I close my eyes and I get real... I just really solve problems. I just getting to a real crime crime-solving state.
See, Martin Sheen to me feels like the kind of guy that like is a pedophile in that he fucked like 14-year-old girls. Mm-hmm. Like a 70s classic
style. It's just me going into a deprivation tank and then being carried out by assistants and then just like writing down a list of every Hollywood
and then
celebrity.
Passing out.
Just yeah, and then just yeah. collapsing. Like yeah. Minority Report.
We have the names.
Yeah. Fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see that shit that fucking Ian what's his name? Gandalf.
The dance?
No, Ian Gandalf.
What?
Ian Gandalf, the wizard?
Yeah, what's his, the character, the actor's name? Ian McKellen.
Oh, Ian
yeah,
McKellen.
Yeah. Ian McKellen was like, maybe if Bryan Singer and fucking with the other guy were allowed to commit their crimes in public, they wouldn't have been forced to abuse people.
What?
Yeah, he was like saying if they couldn't be open about being pedophiles, if they were allowed to be open about being pedophiles, they wouldn't
what?
Have to abuse people. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Because he's also...
yeah.
Damn.
Dude, they all are. The whole fucking industry.
Well, what Milo got in trouble for was saying that, like, it's normal for gay people to, like, for an adult to fuck a 14-year-old
boy.
Yeah,
a
boy.
Horny little slut. Yeah. Basically a Call Me By Your Name situation.
Like, he was 19, I guess, in that movie.
But
yeah,
that's
the
template.
That's the template. And Ian McKellen, of course, is an old gay guy.
Yeah, classically gay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
One of the gayest, traditionally gay men alive,
yeah.
I would say.
But
British. Actor, British.
He's got everything. British, Italian,
and he's Elvis.
Dude, when I was like, can you just say suck me very dick? And he goes, I can. It would be disrespectful.
One of the best moments of my life. Because he's our friend. Clearly in that moment, he wanted to please us.
Yeah, right. He was having fun.
And it was against his moral code
to
say suck me very dick.
It would be disrespectful to Elvis Presley.
He came from nothing. He loved his mutter, and he loved his country.
And the when he went in the military, that's what made him famous.
The adults started to like him.
Yeah, I love him, man.
He loved his mutter.
Salute to Gene.
I just want to have him. Like, can we hire him as our intern? He'll be completely incompetent. He'll lose us hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right.
But you know, we'll get to hang out with him.
Mm-hmm. We should hire him to play your birthday party, dude.
That would fuck.
Didn't you say your friend hired him?
Yeah. She was telling me that she had like a fucking Elvis themed party, and Gene reached out to her and was like, "I'll do it for free," because he loved the king so much.
Yeah.
Wow.
I gotta ask her more details,
dude. We should get. I didn't even want to have a birthday party this year, but if Gene could
Gene
be there,
Gene DiNapoli's playing, baby.
We can get him a gig.
Where are we doing it, man? We got to rent out a hall. We got a lot of work to do.
We can go back to Tatiana's.
Let's go to Tatiana's and be like, listen, we're bringing our own talent.
Listen, take this gay Russian shit off the stage.
We got a real
entertainer here for you.
Was that Dasha's birthday party?
Yeah, Tatiana Restaurant.
I want to go
South
there,
Brooklyn.
Man.
Dude, it was one of the best nights of my life.
What the fuck was? It's just dinner theater?
It's like they put on this like insane. It says on the thing Vegas style show. I expected everything to be bad,
yeah.
But like be cheesy bad. But it was like they were doing fucking magic. They were like they were doing like acrobatic shit. There was like it was kind of like a dance review through the world, but it was like Russian stereotypes of different parts of the world. So they had like an Asian section, but it was like the Russian. Eye onto Asia.
Oh,
they had
okay.
a Middle Eastern dance
Russians
segment.
Russians are Asian.
Not, I mean, like, not like
you
most
know,
Russians.
You know what we're talking
most
about.
Most Russians.
Oh, you
Europe.
Mean like hard
Chinese
Bulu,
and shit.
Indian people.
Yeah, they had like a Middle
That's
Eastern dance
Asian?
Number.
Is that what you mean by Asian? I'm sorry.
South Asian.
What did you mean by it? I love when Indian people do that.
I know.
That but shut up. Yeah. No one's oppressing
you. You know what we mean, man.
It's not racist. It's a fucking continent. It's not a country. There is no Asian culture. What do you mean the Southern Hemisphere?
It's the biggest fucking continent in the world.
Yeah, I know.
It's so big.
Yeah.
It's like if we said North American culture.
Yeah.
They know what we mean when we say Asian. Shut up.
Yeah. Salute. Salute, brother.
Look, I'm not...
Your dad's a fucking Orthodox.
I just want to. I'm going to put this out there. Indian people need to shut up.
I agree.
Indian people just need to shut the hell up. All right.
I completely agree. It's like Jewish people. It's like this whole week of like the anti-Semitism thing. It's like, yo, we're not...
The biggest Jew out there, Meghan McCain, dude.
Yeah, Meghan McCain.
She loves Jews
Indians,
so much.
Indians,
that video of her crying is so funny.
So funny. Mm. Yeah, and then that dude, Eli, drew that cartoon of her looking like a fat monster.
Yeah,
I didn't see it.
And it's then funny like, because like everyone's like, this is great political satire. It's like, no, he's just drawing her looking
making
like
fun
a
of
fat
her being
monster.
Fat. She's being
he's,
a fat
he's fat shaming.
Which is what she was.
That's
she's
the
a
thing,
fat
man.
Christian
They can't
bitch.
Get rid yeah. of fat shaming. They'll never. Yeah. It is the cornerstone of comedy.
Right.
I mean, like the look at like comedy sort of peaked in the early 1990s, right around the time of the invention and proliferation of the fat suit.
Oh shit!
It's true. The clumps era.
The clumps era. You know. Yeah. Also, you know, you had the greatest. Like, I mean, fat guys really reached a peak there with Farley and.
Dead.
True.
You know, they had to figure out the right recipe to keep them alive.
Yeah.
Yep.
He was just doing Matt Blow and heroin.
I mean, but anyone could do that much drugs and be fine. It's they overdosed on comedy itself.
Yeah.
Mm, you know, it's like an unstable element.
Yes. So true.
Yeah. Anyways, where was I? Oh, yeah. Fuck Meghan McCain.
Yeah.
More
like
Meghan. Crying?
More like Meghan McDonald's, am I right?
Did you see Joy Behar fucking dunked on her afterwards?
Really?
Because the next episode, someone was like telling her that she was being racist. And she's like, I'm John McCain's daughter. Do not call me racist. And then Joy Behar said whatever WAP name her dad said. He's like, I'm Johnny, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
DiNapoli.
DiNapoli's daughter. And I say it is racist. And everyone starts clapping. And she's like crying there looking like. Mm-hmm.
Also, what do you mean? Your dad was fucking racist.
Yeah. Like publicly racist.
I'm David Duke's daughter. How dare you call me a racist?
I guess because he was friends with Joseph Lieberman. That's the argument they're making. Because he's friends with one of the worst Jews in America.
He sang bomb, 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 Moran.
I mean, he's responsible for the deaths of so many people.
Yeah.
He kept
calling Vietnamese people gooks, right? He would not
His
stop.
Captors.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I think if
that's
they break
fine.
Your arms, you're allowed
yeah,
to
that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
But didn't he call all Vietnamese people gooks? Was he just...
I mean, I don't know. That's pretty...
John McCain needs to shut up.
Yeah, John McCain needs to shut the hell
Meghan
up.
Meghan McCain.
But truly, what the fuck is that? Like, she's literally just his daughter, right? Like, she's
she's talentless.
Wrote a book on
how
to have huge breasts.
Yeah.
She's more talented than Chelsea Clinton. Chelsea Clinton's had half a job in her entire life. She got a contract from NBC.
Did you hear that John McCain?
And, like, couldn't do
John
the
John McCain
job.
Broke his arms trying to pick up his daughter's tits.
That's why he couldn't move his shoulders. Yeah, right.
That POW camp thing was a fake thing.
Yeah, it's just a cover for him to be able to say gook.
He tried to pick his daughter's huge tits up and they shattered.
She's also married to a Republican gay guy.
He's gay?
I think it's pretty much.
Have you hooked up with him?
Gay. Yeah, at the club, you know.
Yeah, nice.
I actually heard John McCain got that brain tumor from trying to push the thought of his daughter's giant tits out of his head while masturbating. Every day of his life. And it was so hard, such hard mental work for his brain that it broke. He got a brain cancer. Taxing his brain. He had to block out that section of his brain that knew what his daughter's huge cans looked like.
Did you hear what happened with their mom?
Incredible story.
A couple weeks ago?
No.
Not a couple weeks ago. It was a while ago.
She was at the airport and she reported this woman for for human trafficking. Because the child she was with was a different race.
She reported a woman with an adopted, I think, black daughter.
Yeah.
It's awesome, dude. Mm-hmm.
That's a woke take I saw on the internet. It was like, you know, like just people shaking their SMHing at white families that adopt black children. It's like, oh, I guess they should just stay in Africa and join the army next year. Is that what should happen to those kids?
Wait, they were shaming them for adopting black kids?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When white families adopt like kids of other races, it's like, do you not understand how adoption works?
What?
Yeah, right.
That's so fucked
up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's like when wokeness has fully broken your brain.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, this whole week has just driven me crazy because this fucking.
I will say there should be an adoption like draft where it's like you get adopted. Why do you get to go right to a rich family?
Mm-hmm.
I should get to go to a rich family, and you get to live with my shitty Greek family.
Yeah,
what
everyone should be bumped up.
The most
level.
Undesirable kids could go to the richest families.
Yeah, well, no, you get bumped up one level. You know what I mean? It's like just a house is good enough if you came from like a war-torn country.
Sure.
You know, and then I get to fucking go to a house with like
love.
Know, yeah, yeah. We're just like, yeah, exactly. It's like, let's bump us all up. Poor American kids get to go up one level. You get to just be a poor American kid, way better than being.
So you're saying the American
women. What's the deal with women have to register for the draft now?
Do they?
Yeah. Or, well, nice. Some like judge ruled it unconstitutional that only men can register.
Finally.
The justification was that like women couldn't serve in combat roles, so they shouldn't be qualified for the draft, but now they can serve in combat roles. So there's no justification for not having them register.
Respect.
But we haven't had a draft since, like, what, 1972?
Yeah, but they're getting ready.
Dude, it'd be tight. I want women to be drafted in the war just so I can marry a woman and then cheat on her while she's in theater.
Yeah.
So just send her a letter. John, like, I'm really sorry about this, but there's a girl with huge tits
with
here.
Big tits.
That dodged the draft.
Yeah. Her dad was a senator.
Her and all of her friends over there in, I don't know, fucking Russia or wherever.
Yeah, yeah.
They're in, like, Kazakhstan in the fucking mountains being shot at.
She's pregnant.
She's like, yeah, she's pregnant. She's like, Nick's leaving me. And they're like, ah, man, they're all the same.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah,
just dressed in a nurse's outfit, sucking a huge pair of tits. A huge pair of draft dodging tits. They're like, all these big titted women dodging the draft, getting 4F'd because of their huge tits.
Huge tits. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's fuck. It's a titty buffet in here.
Just Meghan McCain crying on the news. I would have served, but my tits are too big. I would have been a hero like my dad.
It's so funny. She like took the L so hard because she called that drawing, that cartoon, anti-Semitic. If she said it was fat shaming.
She had him.
She had him right there.
Mm-hmm, by the numbers.
But she fucking bricked it so hard.
She said it's the most anti-Semitic
thing
she's ever seen.
She didn't say it because she doesn't think she's fat. For Republican, she's not. There's only sizes of Republican women. Mm-hmm. Refrigerator thick or rail thin.
That is
true. Just nothing but leg veins and like feet bones.
Yes. No ass.
Yeah. Just like Republicans love
flat.
A woman that
hip to fucking heel.
Size 16 pumps with just all kinds of like foot and foot tendon and
just
veins
tangly
going on.
Feet.
They're like, look at those legs. I'm sorry, but she looks like a raptor. I don't know how this is appealing to
the
you.
The classic Coulter situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just a racist skeleton. That's what they're into.
Folks. I will say, Meghan McCain does have some big-ass titties, to be fair.
Does she?
Let's look them up. Let's get them on the monitor here.
Mm-hmm. Meghan McCain fappening.
Pull these up. Pull them up for us.
Yeah. Hey, Jamie,
can you pull us up?
Jamie, get those. I wish I could do a Joe Rogan. I can't even get close.
I bet you could get close if you tried, buddy.
Damn. Yep. Yes, sir.
They are pretty
big. She's got big titties.
Is that Chewy from Chelsea Lately?
I think it is. It's Chewy from Chelsea Lately.
Salute. Hope he fucked her.
She's useless.
When you Google Meghan McCain tits, one of the results is Meghan McCain talks horrible grief in coping with her father's death.
The picture,
but it is a nice.
They look good in a black suit. Even.
Yeah.
The one thing I'll miss most is being able to see my daughter's giant tits. If there's one thing I wish I could take with me into heaven is my daughter's giant milky tits.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
Damn.
She's not so bad, actually, now that I think about it.
Oh, no, she's great.
I like her now.
I love her politics.
Now that I think about it, I think her politics are good. And she deserves to be famous.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, those fellas. Are fucking huge.
Fellas. Are we,
she said that she got married to that guy because of Trump.
Yeah.
They're both so sick. Because he's like one of those, like, I don't like Trump conservative guys.
Never Trumpers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so
a real thing.
They were like, we got married because we were so stressed out about Trump. About how we might not have to pay taxes on our parents' dime.
Yeah. What stressed you out?
So stressful. It was so stressful.
Damn. Should we just steal? Should we just steal the estate tax? Become Robin Hoods? Just steal from rich dead people?
I would love to, dude. I would love I would love to take Wyatt Coke hostage one day. Mm-hmm. He'd be such a funny hostage. Yeah.
Just fucking put a little girdle on him and ride him around like a pig.
Squeal!
Stable a little curly ass tail to his ass. Yeah.
Please let me go.
I rewatched that Wyatt Coke video recently, which I think I played it out like in the week it dropped. I watched it like 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I totally forgot about the drawing that he's doing of the shirts. Mm-hmm. Like he's like designing the shirts, but it looks like the drawing of the leprechaun in that,
This
amateur sketch, it's like looks like a 4 year old.
Yeah, it looks horrible
with his piggy little hands.
Yeah,
God damn,
dude, I love Wyatt.
He just—it's like a lot of people have a job because just to keep this guy busy. Mm-hmm. Just like
these like shirts are like, for the boardroom or the discotheca or the yacht, dude.
We have to convince Meghan McCain that the only way to save Israel is by showing her tits on The View.
That is true. Can you call into The View? Maybe
can you write a letter to Joe Lieberman's office?
Yeah.
The one thing I wanted my daughter to do.
Yeah, sign it, John McCain.
The deep state doesn't want you
to astrally project.
Sweetie, if you really care about Israel, you'll show your big tits on The View.
From beyond the grave.
Just show your big, so big that the areolas are now the same color as the rest of the tits.
You know she's got some veiny tits.
Where your areolas have colonized the rest of your tits. Just like I'd love to do to the entire Middle East.
Fuck. Didn't John McCain call his wife a cunt because she made fun of him
when he was running for president?
On the Straight Talk Express.
Yeah.
That is some straight talk, I must say.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. I remember doing that as like a bit when I fucking first started comedy.
Yeah.
Respect
it. Cool political comedy.
Yeah, you got his ass, dude.
I did, dude.
Dude, we got to defend Alon.
I remember
The best.
She rocks.
She fucking rules.
She dragged Obama.
Truly ruled. Yeah.
Literally.
That's the coolest shit.
She dragged Obama hard.
Yeah. AOC, she's like, Obama's trash.
Yeah. AOC, I love you. You know, I love what you're doing.
Words. Yeah. He's washed.
But she's got your ass.
Nah, fuck it. We don't need AOC as long as we got Ilhan Omar.
I know. She's cool.
AOC's canceled. Who gives a shit about her?
Fuck AOC.
Ilhan forever. Yeah.
That's what you get for not saying Israel's bad with her.
Yeah. For fucking throwing her.
And if it comes out that she's like, literally is an Islamic fundamentalist and like
that's
an ISIS
so much
planner.
Better.
We're staying by her side.
Do not care.
I'm doubling down.
Yeah.
If she like finessed it to the like got sent over here by ISIS, won a fucking congressional seat.
I want her to get into the Senate and when her 6 year term starts, just like hit him with some real like I'm an ISIS, you motherfuckers shit. What are you gonna do?
Dude, I
mean,
they'd
actually immediately arrest her and shit, probably.
Yeah, probably. She'd probably go to jail.
But there's nothing wrong with being an ISIS. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being a guy, you know?
So true. Well, it feels like it is now, man.
Yeah, they're changing
the
culture.
I'm sick of apologizing.
This is a guy's podcast.
I'm sick of apologizing.
As you know, 85% of our audience is first responder,
military guys.
Yeah. Just
bros.
The guys.
First responder type of guys. As you know, 85% of our audience is firefighter lesbians.
That's a gruff ass bitch right there.
Yeah.
They will fuck your ass up.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any of those firefighter lesbians?
No, but I'm thinking
they all
of
got
Melissa
like
McCarthy.
Jerry curl mullets and shit.
Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking of Melissa McCarthy, a character she would play. She would really nail firefighter lesbian.
Yeah. You know? She would crush it.
She's got some movie where she's like forges letters by authors.
Yeah, yeah. She was nominated for the Oscar for that.
This year.
Yeah.
What? That looked like a fucking snoozer to me, pal.
I guess she did good in it.
Maybe
was
that
Green Book?
Yeah.
I didn't watch any movie that Brown Book.
No.
Yeah. I want to see. Yeah. Is there any movie that looks good?
Maybe I'll watch Green Book.
Roma.
I should watch something.
First Reformed was the best movie last year.
First Reformed is good, but I haven't watched like a regular theatrical lease, middle of the road fucking movie since probably The Founder.
What's that?
Ray Kroc.
Oh, yeah, with Michael Keaton.
It was like the last like just fucking theatrical release.
That's such a studio.
Did you see The Favorite?
What's that?
I want to see that.
It's sick. It's the Yorgos Lanthimos movie.
Yasuda Yorgi. Yeah. Greek filmmakers, baby.
You got to stand by him, dude.
I do. That's my guy.
Maybe I'll go through. I'll watch all those tonight. I got to go to the gym after this, but then after I'm
you'll
done,
watch 8 hours.
You should
of
see
movies.
The night lifting. Yeah, yeah. I'll watch 8 hours of movies. Pop a little blue chew.
Yeah, hang out.
Yeah,
just be hard alone.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like the way that it makes my head hurt and I get dizzy.
Can I borrow one? Not saying I need it.
No, you can't.
Sign up, bitch.
How do I do? Oh, I'll do it. Yeah. I mean, I already do, of course. I'm a
customer. Oh, also, yeah. So the code, like our code thing, doesn't work. To the audience, we're not doing a read for them right now, but there is a sign up code you can use.
Oh, is that why I haven't gotten a shipment in months?
Well, yeah, because they changed it, but now it works where, like, I had to just put in my credit card and then email the marketing department, and then
gotcha.
they just charge it and refunded me.
Honestly, I love the product, man.
Yeah.
Do you do the Viagra one or the Cialis one?
Cialis one's great because you take it at the beginning of the day.
Yeah, it's a 24-hour.
Yeah.
Stay nice and plumped up.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good. You're just ready to go whenever.
So are you ready to admit you're coming into the Blue Chew fold?
No, I just think that gaming for 4 hours a day, my libido isn't where it's
dropping.
Yeah. It feels lower. Red Dead feels like it's my boners aren't.
I have to say, from like just since my birthday, I haven't. It's been almost a full month. No drinking, no drugs.
Just dick pills.
Just dick pills, and I'm getting high as shit. I'm crushing them up. I'm snorting them. Mm-hmm. My dick has actually been getting hard au naturel since kind of.
Yeah, it really is like what you eat.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's like,
my whole
it's
body. Yeah,
simple.
Go eat just like
you're
exercising.
You're not 65 years old.
Getting steps,
yeah.
But I am fat as shit.
Yeah, you're pretty fat. But
yeah, you are pretty fat.
I'm pretty fat. I'm the fat enough that my cock wouldn't work a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's nice to know that perhaps if I just aren't this fat, my cock will work again.
Yeah.
I fight those O'Driscoll boys, and I don't get horny in the real world. You know?
Are you playing a lot of Red Dead?
I might get Spider-Man.
I like Spider-Man. That's pretty fun.
Yeah. I'm bored with Red Dead.
I checked my status, and I'm like 28% through the story. And I've been playing like 15 hours now.
How far into you? I like just
like 28%.
I only got as far as like when
we
they
moved
first
camp.
Moved camp the first time.
Oh no, yeah, I'm at the second new camp.
Yeah, so I'm still in like that Louisiana area, and I did maybe two of the missions.
Is your honor bad or
I
good?
Did. I think my honor's bad because I just when I first started playing, I just ran over people with my horse all the time. I was like, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. I've never played this before.
Oh, no. I would go around. I didn't realize the game was auto-saving, so I would go on rampages and just fucking like murder like hundreds of police officers.
<Yeah.
laughs> And then, you know, fucking loaded the game up.
Yeah.
And
it's not like GTA. There's no honor in GTA.
Yeah. Nah, dude. I love GTA. When's there a new GTA coming out?
Probably never.
Don't say that.
Really?
They spent so much goddamn money on 5 and people are still playing it. And that came out like, I mean, it came out a while ago.
I have
it's GTA really good.
Also.
I still play
it. I have GTA 5 and I got bored with the story in that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I like
GTA
just driving around.
GTA is better for
and
just roaming
people.
Around and fucking shit up.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I like that's why I like Gran Turismo. I like just fucking simulating races and you know, it's nice just drive around.
I used to love playing Madden and just
hot
like,
laps.
Being in the front office and making front office moves.
Making hotcakes and doing hot laps. Mm. Big old stack of pancakes.
Okay.
How do you eat and game at the same time? I've been trying to figure that out, too. I put something in the microwave. Like, hit pause real quick. Put in the microwave. Then hear a beep. Pause again.
Well, this is a question for our listeners.
Yeah, our listeners really... I'm becoming more like you guys.
I need some tips
right
on
now.
How to not have sex and play video games all day long.
Yeah, at 31 years old, I've decided to...
It's time
to
be
ruin
celibate.
My pretty decent life that I have going
on. Yeah, through gaming.
Through gaming.
It'd be funny if Dasha uses video gaming as an excuse to leave you.
Yeah.
She does... She's not... She doesn't... She's like, you do not listen... I ask you questions, you say,
Yeah.
It's hard. I'm not good at multitasking.
I love gaming, though, also. When I really get in the zone, maybe I'll get into the next FIFA or some shit.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the next FIFA to come out.
Maybe I'll play some fucking NBA 2K.
Yeah. No, the Spider-Man looks cool.
It's fun, yeah.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah, I haven't played a lot of it. People say it gets repetitive, but the part I've played is nice, dude.
Yeah, I played it at my friend's house. It's sick.
Yeah, after I watched Spider-Man, into the fucking Spider-Verse.
I wonder if there's a new Garfield game coming out.
That would be good.
I'll be into that.
You get the fuck
over.
Is
there a
the
game?
Ass.
Was there ever a new Garfield game?
Triple A Garfield game. You just have to like check your lasagna stats.
The Simpsons video games were awesome.
No, I mean there was the original
arcade one.
At the arcade,
awesome.
Yeah,
that was the end of an era.
Fuck, dude, that game ruled.
Yeah, like how you hit Shouts people with your skateboard.
Have you played it again as an adult?
No.
It sucks.
It sucks.
Really? It really sucks. Yeah. It's not fun. I mean, I used to go to an arcade and play. It's fun to do with, like, a girl.
Yeah.
You know? Because then she can suck your dick.
Yeah, that's the nice experience. That's what my pleasant memories of going to arcades is that your dick gets sucked afterwards. And then you both pretend like you had fun at the arcade. Because it's like, I don't know about you, but like I'm at the age where like I just missed arcades.
Like, yeah, I missed them. Yeah,
there was
like
one or two times.
No, my memory of that Simpsons game is from Chuck E. Cheese's.
Yeah.
From the Chuck E. Cheese's in, I don't remember where, I think it was Gold North Point or some shit like that. And it was like the cool adult game. It's like when you weren't a baby.
Yeah.
Like all the babies are playing whatever Chuck E. Cheese game, but it's like you're cool. You're like, you're nine.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing Simpsons.
You're like, I'm not a baby. And then like a bunch of like 8-year-olds are like, yeah, you're a baby. You're like, I'm 27.
No joke. I was having lunch with Christina today.
She's being bullied by fifth graders. They're like, look at this baby.
I'm a man.
Yeah, I'm 30 years old.
I'm 30.
Yeah, like I gotta meet up with my friends from elementary school. Oh, you still keep in touch with them? I mean, no, they're in elementary school.
I literally do keep it. Pete and Eldest are literally my friends from elementary school.
You're 9 years old.
I was eating lunch with Christina today in Park Slope, and a baby came up to me. She saw me through the window and like pointed at me and like waved at me. And I think it's because I look like a giant. I think a baby was like, yo, there's a big ass me. Yeah, dude, no joke. She was smiling so hard and was like waving. Yeah. Like her parents literally had to like pick her up and like she's like thought I was a giant baby. It was so fucking awesome.
That's so funny. You're the only other baby it's seen. Yeah. She like thinks that's what she's gonna grow into. I'm still thinking about Megan McCann's. Megan McPair.
Drag her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, fuck her. So much.
I would.
I honestly would.
Wouldn't. Out of principle.
Yeah.
Not me, bitch.
Just pulling the bed sheet over her arms so you don't have to look at them. Fuck yeah. Stop moving your fucking arms. Come on.
Arms
hide that
stuck
shit.
To your side.
Yeah. Your arms look like a 14-year-old's thighs. just cover them up, please.
I feel like a pedophile. Yeah. Looking at your arms.
Just big fucking drumstick arms.
Yeah, she's
just
a
all your
woman.
Upper arm fat.
Is her mom what's her?
Cindy McCann.
Cindy. Didn't they have
Cindy Crawford?
I don't know if it's
Nay Crawford. Remember how everyone thought she was hot?
Yeah.
Cindy Crawford.
It turned out she was busted.
No.
I don't know if she was.
She's hot.
She didn't
have big titties.
Yeah, that's true. When that came out.
When the dossier came out where she has little titties.
That's what caused the Watts riots, I think. I don't remember. I think that was 1993. There was that report that said that Cindy Crawford had small tits. And they burned their own neighborhood. So.
Damn, she's got a daughter. It looks like that's
I
pretty
know.
Hot.
Who, yeah, Cindy Crawford?
Yeah, that's...
Computer, zoom in, enhance.
Ooh, computer, show
yeah,
what does her pussy
good.
Smell like?
Yeah.
Computer,
Kaya.
Computer, what does the pussy smell like?
Computer, tell her. Engage. Scratch and sniff
computer,
protocol.
What the pussy do?
What that pussy do?
The pussy do fuck.
Oh, yeah, I guess her titties aren't that big.
Who, Cindy Crawford?
Yeah, I just looked them up.
Yeah.
Cindy.
Yeah, she was in that movie.
She was hot though. That Eraser? Role was nice.
Was that it?
Or she had like a she had like she just looked hot.
Was she in Eraser?
I don't remember. I don't
hold on. No, I'm about to look.
She was
up.
In. She was, I remember had a free calendar I got from Blockbuster when I was a kid. Uh-huh. Every month was a movie, and Eraser was 1 month, and then the one after that I think was some movie with her and like Stephen Baldwin.
Oh, you know what? Her titties aren't even that small.
Let's see here.
They're not.
Like, I would expect them to be small as shit.
You're listening to the Titty Review podcast.
She's hot as shit.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, yeah no, they're not good. That bad. I mean,
we're talking about Cindy Crawford's tits. We're like, yeah, we fuck Cindy Crawford in her prime.
Yeah, yeah. You know what, guys? So would I. So would I.
Damn, she's very hot, actually.
Yeah, she's fire.
Can
yeah.
I take a look at those again?
I don't know. I haven't decided if I would be sexually oh, really? Pleased yet.
I don't know. She kind of looks like my mom.
Yeah? Well.
So I really like.
I haven't decided yet whether I would fuck.
She's probably like 6'2".
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I remember beating off to this picture when I was
wow.
Like at literally like 9.
Good for you.
Where? You could beat off when you were 9?
Yeah.
I could beat or off when I was like
honestly, like fifth grade, I
holy
think, is
shit.
When I started beating
Cindy
off.
Cindy Crawford oh, yeah. is hot.
It took
as
me
shit.
To the seventh.
It took God you till seventh damn. Grade?
Uh-huh.
God damn.
I was jacking off before I could come. The clear shit was coming out. That was the part that I identified with most in that Michael Jackson documentary. It's like, and then I ejaculated, and it wasn't sperm, but it was like a clear liquid that
yeah.
would come out.
Dude, I'm
yeah.
I'm fucking hard right now. Dude.
Yeah, no, I started beating off.
Because my friends started beating off, and I got jealous. That
I,
like,
man, I loved beating off.
I had half of you. Yeah.
Let me tell you
I
something.
I still like it.
Let me tell you something, man. I loved
dude, I loved
beating,
it so
beat my
much.
Dick off.
Damn, I thought dude. I was a genius. I thought I was holy the smartest shit. Person in the world. Like,
you still
I invented
do.
It.
You still think that about yourself.
No, but there's no there's
that
no
doesn't
feeling.
Change. You still beat off and tell yourself how smart you are. a more accurate portrait of a young Adam Friedland. I'm a genius.
This is incredible. No one has as great a life as me.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Where
I
you
gotta stop
at?
Looking at Cindy Crawford. Dude.
Cindy Crawford?
She's so hot.
Slam the crumb mm-hmm. fuck.
Got her
Groff.
Ass. Damn, this picture's got a real bush.
McGrawford.
Or is that a bush?
Oh, yeah. She doesn't have small titties at all.
No, they're nice.
Dindy Dawford.
Oh, and now it's just some other
Dindy
woman.
Blawford.
Now, dude, if you look at the nude pictures of Cindy Crawford enough, just other naked pictures of other bitches. Come
other
up.
Bitches, dude.
Dude, that's the best thing, dude.
Dude, someone named Judith Guerra's got really big tits. Mm-hmm. If anyone's out there,
you're listening to the Titty Look podcast. Yeah. How you doing?
What titties are you trying to look
in
at?
In which we view bitches' titties.
Yep. Judith Guerra.
The real,
out to
where
her.
They decide if tits are real or not.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. These look real. Okay, I guess I could put these away now.
Who's like Cindy Crawford for old men? Like Raquel Welch?
Yeah, the Property Brothers, and they go around telling bitches that they own them.
Mm-hmm. You know whose pussy is this?
Yeah.
Whose pussy is this?
This is my property.
Yours, Property Brothers.
This is my property.
Yeah. Damn, salute to Judith Guerra.
Damn, I guess Raquel yeah. Welch could still get it.
To this day?
This is her 2017.
Let me take a quick... What?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. When's the last time she was nude somewhere?
That you know that Joe Keskold account on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great account.
They posted a picture of 7 of 9.
Joe oh, yeah, Ryan. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man, I would...
Absolutely. We've been over this.
The things I would do to yeah. that. Man, this yeah. podcast is great. This is a
well,
great
this
one.
Is the emergency BAM. We talked about BAM for 7
this
minutes.
This is a bonus.
This
bonus.
Is all double bonus for yeah, you assholes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to... I'll upload.
We're going to run out the clock talking about who we want to fuck.
Yeah, I'll release that other episode we also recorded that is equally as bad.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't very good. So no,
there was some stuff.
There was. Yeah, we had a couple of things. I guess.
There was some stuff, man.
I had a headache that whole time.
Did you?
I think so.
Did you?
You had a cockache.
Maybe I did.
More like it.
A bread ache. You had a bread ache from eating too much bread.
Ooh, you want to go back in on some bread puns?
Here's what I want to talk about. I watched this fucking documentary the other day called "Rape in a Small Town."
Uh-huh.
It was about this like 80-year-old.
Oh,
year
the old lady.
Yeah,
you're
this
saying.
Old bitch that got raped. This old woman that looks like Dr. Zaius, but she's old, so she's like,
Well, and, you know, I would leave the front door open, and I would leave a light on because I had a tenant that I was renting a room out to. And so I went to bed like I usually do, and I was in bed.
This is the most boring.
Wait, she got raped like, as an old lady?
As an old lady. This is an 80-year-old woman.
Oh, somebody, it's not her recounting like a story from when she was a young?
No, some old-ass bitch. And she's like, and then I awoke maybe about 2 o'clock in the morning, and there was a figure standing over my bed. And I thought, who is that? Is it Michael? Well, it couldn't be Michael. He wouldn't come into my room, especially not without asking. And then he had more of a bushy figure. And then I noticed, you know, he came up to the bed and he put his hands on me. And I thought, oh, well, he's going to rob me, you know. And then he picked me up and he looked like he was fondling me. And I said, young man, I'm an old woman.
Jesus Christ.
And then he bent Jesus me over Christ. The bed and lifted up my nightgown. And then he went to penetrate me. And he took quite a long time for him to be able to do it or whatever. Jesus yeah, and she's Christ. Just like telling the story, but you know, it's an old lady.
It's like an old lady, yeah. Losing her train of thought,
yeah. She's like, and then he began penetrating me, and it reminded me of my friend Nancy, who I go to needlepoint classes with. Me and her originally bonded because we had known a man named Mr. Gregory who would deliver the mail. Back then, mail only came on Tuesdays. So you would have to go down to the post office. Oh, where was I? Then he sodomized. And then half the thing is about her paintings and like her fucking like dumbass like New England son that's like, when I got the phone call and they told me that Florence was raped, it blew my mind. I mean, of all the things I thought, you know, I never thought that Florence would be raped. All the things they could say, oh, she died, she fell down the stairs. That makes sense. But to tell me she was raped, I didn't know.
That is wild.
It's just a bizarre, yeah, it's like, it's almost like a sketch that isn't really.
Yeah, yeah. Not quite there.
Did they
not
find
quite,
the guy? Yeah, they got like, the guy?
It'd be like if you tried to like just describe what comedy is to like if you had like a computer come up
right,
with like
right.
A like sort of an avant-garde right. comedy.
It's funny because old women don't
yeah,
get raped.
Yeah, old women do not get raped. Also, there is a funny regional accent and she recounts the rape in a boring way.
That's they're close to being hilarious there. They are yeah. really close.
Oh, you know, it is very funny. Because then she gets mad because the guy who raped her, he got a plea deal and like only got 12 years, you know, and she's like, I want him to get life in prison. And then she's like, it's like her war with the fucking prosecutor's office and the local or the state government to get stricter laws passed. But her like, you know, she talks about it like they fucking, you know. Well, they moved the sunflower seeds to the back of the store. And for 20 years, they were at the front of the store. Yeah. And me and my friends, we would go in there and we'd get the sunflower seeds at the front of the store.
Damn.
And now they're all the way in the back.
Yeah.
And so I wrote a letter and I said, put the sunflower seeds back where they were, and also my rapist should get 20 years.
Fuck, that's wild.
Yeah.
This man raped an old-ass lady?
Yeah. Well, they didn't think that the prosecution didn't want to like charge him with like a bunch of other shit because like they were worried that if it went to trial, they wouldn't be able to prove that he raped the old woman because it's like who would rape an old woman?
That's crazy.
He's like, yeah, I like broke in and tied her up, but
right,
and then he would just be charged with burglary.
Damn.
Yeah.
Didn't they do like a rape kit or some shit?
They did a rape kit, but he like wore a condom.
Damn.
Yeah. So that's the move, fellas.
No. No, that is not the move. Yeah.
I like to imagine that it's a sequel to 101 Dalmatians.
And she's Cruella?
She's Cruella.
Oh, well, if that's the case.
Yeah.
Well, then
she's like, you killed Pongo, or tried to, or something.
Yeah, she didn't kill any dogs in that, did she?
You tried to turn my dog into a coat.
And now I got something for you, you old bitch.
Cruella DeVille, Cruella DeVille. How bad does she want that fucking coat? We're gonna find out, or she will. Cruella, Cruella DeVille.
The sequel. is the child from that movie growing up.
There's not even a child in the movie.
There isn't?
No.
Oh, I don't remember.
Roger just like owns Pongo or whatever.
Oh, fuck.
Bongo.
Well, if there was a child, he grows up and then he's like, I'm about to rape you, Cruella. Damn, dude. There's honestly so many girls with big tits on the internet.
I know. I was just looking at Raquel Welch's titties back in the day. She might have had the most perfect titties of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone named Danny Hardwood has pretty good. This just keeps going to different women with big
You know
tits.
Who had perfect titties? Remember that scene in True Detective season
oh one? Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Maron. What's her name? Yeah. Daria.
Yeah, Alexis Dedangia.
Yeah. Yeah, well, congratulations, Alexis.
Yeah, hey.
Them titties was bonkers.
Your
brother.
Acting was awesome.
What a sweet pair. It's just a shame that someday you'll become you'll betray us by becoming an old woman.
you'll stab us in our fucking.
You'll betray
backs.
The trust of men by becoming
unfuckable in your old age.
You fucking bitch.
You fucking.
How dare you? How fucking dare you? Yeah.
Yeah, Raquel Welch has no, but a lot of these are fakes though.
Mm-hmm. No, but there's some reels.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Did Jerry Ryan marry Paul Ryan? Is that her who?
She married that guy Ryan from Illinois State Senate who gave up his seat in Obama.
Pam Grier has some crazy nice titties. She popped up too.
Pam Grier. Mm-hmm. Once again, you're listening to the titty.
You're listening to the titty. The look titty. Podcast.
Titty look at podcast.
Have you guys ever Googled like best titties of all time?
This is the Titty Look Hour on NPR. I am Anthony DiClosomo. And this is the Titty Look Hour.
The Titty Look Hour.
Damn, what a pair.
Yeah. Who are you looking at now?
The classic.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. There's no nudes of hers.
They
there?
Should make titty.
Here's a Reddit
cars.
Post called Best Tits to Waist Ratio You Will Ever Find.
And what's the answer?
This picture.
Let's see it, bitch.
Let's see the picture. Why don't you show us the picture and stop being a fucking asshole.
Who is that?
I can't see it.
Can you tell her I said what's up?
Yeah, can you say we fucked her?
Yeah.
Can you call her up and tell her we fucked her already?
her name is...
Damn, there's so many horrible fakes of Jerry Ryan.
Yeah, I know. This one's great. That's a hilarious thing. It's not even a human. It's a cartoon.
This one's so good. Look how clearly it's like the completely wrong angle and shit.
The neck is going in the other direction.
Yeah.
Fakes are so goddamn funny.
I used to beat off the fake Britney Spears.
There's actresses that are like, I will never degrade myself. And then Adobe's like, too bad, bitch. Yeah. we got an app for that.
The deep fakes are wild.
What are the deep fakes?
It's like, where they make a video.
And it looks kind of like real.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see like Hermione getting fucked.
Getting fucked. Pretty cool stuff, honestly.
Oh, is this a deep fake? All right, we got to find a way to talk about, do something else.
Is that what the deep state does? They do deep fakes?
There it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that what Trump is complaining about?
That's what fucking Comey was fucking...
Comey's protecting the deep fakes?
Yep. Protecting the deep
Well,
fakes.
You know what? Changed my mind.
Mm-hmm. How about an Indian girl named Deep Fake? And she's like, stop making videos of me having sex. When these white boys keep making videos of me having sex, they're like, Deep Fake, Preethi Deep Fake is the greatest comedian that anyone has ever seen, ever. No one's ever been funny until Preethi Deepfake hit the scene.
Preethi Deepfake.
With her classic, do not make videos of me fucking.
Bernie Sanders is literally Nazi.
Ooh, making it personal. Ooh, and now they made it personal. Ooh, and he went there. Ooh, now they're going to know who you're talking about.
Ooh, now I'm gay.
I was just doing a generic. There's so many of those types of Indian girls. I made it so generic it could be any of them.
Sorry.
But you chose one specifically. Ooh.
My timeline getting polluted, you know?
Oh, it's me, Slobbin Williams. How about this?
Slobbin Williams.
Slobbin Williams.
Ooh,
Ooh, I'm not making sausage. We're in the sausage factory, Jack.
I didn't know how annoying it would be to have gay sex with Robin Williams.
Ooh, now you're fucking me. Now I'm the caboose. Now you are. And it's Wild West Sally here for a train robbery.
Can you just please shut the fuck up while just, I fuck your ass?
Please just shut up.
Just shut up. We're trying
I'm
to
going to skull fuck you just to quiet you down.
Ooh, now you're fucking my mouth.
My mouth is going pop.
It's like a baby's hand going into a cookie jar. He's stealing all the cookies. The cookie thief.
I had this this Indian Lyft driver last night.
You don't say.
We were driving.
What are the odds?
Yeah, yeah. We were driving through South Williamsburg, and all the Hasses were walking around. And
I had a Lyft driver yesterday named Ashfuck.
Incredible.
Ashfaq.
Yes.
Yeah. Do not Ashfuck me.
Do not Ashfuck me.
Please do not Ashfuck me.
He was like, what the fuck? What the fuck these guys? What the fuck? They're all cuckoo. They're cuckoo.
Oh, he's talking about the Hasses.
The Hasses. He's like, look how cuckoo these guys are. I was like, yeah. I recorded it without his permission. I feel bad about it, but yeah. I won't play it on the pod. But
oh, I love recording those guys without their permission.
Yeah, yeah. But then he was like,
love doing recordings.
The women are all beautiful women. But hell these guys are cuckoo walking around with their hats.
Yes. Like this.
And you know what I hear? You know what I hear?
Is this a Jamaican guy?
I can't do the Indian.
Hear me now. It's me.
Here's what I know.
I hear these cuckoo.
Ali Walid, all the way from
cuckoo.
India.
He said, I hear these cuckoo guys only have sex with their wife once a year.
Once a year, what you doing? Go and stir up them pussy twice
now
a night, bravo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then what else did he say? He was saying some wild shit.
Ash fuck.
He's like, and I see them look at me and think they better than me. He's like, you are not better than me. Yeah, now it's fully Jamaican. These cuckoo guys. Yeah, I love that guy.
I love. Sounds like you love anti-Semitism.
And then I was like, well, I heard that they have sex through a sheet. They like put a hole in a sheet and then they have sex with their wives. And he's like, what the fuck you talk? What the fuck you talk? I was like, I heard that they take a sheet and they put a hole in it. And then he's like, what? How they have sex with their wife in a hole? And I was like, well, they put their penis through the hole. He's like, is this right? And I was like, yeah. He's like, where you hear this? And I was like, I don't know. I've just heard it around. He's like, on a Facebook?
Yeah, it was on Facebook.
Yeah, and he's like, I hear some crazy fucked up things on the Facebook.
That is a cool Halloween outfit, is sexy clan member.
Your sexy cock clan just coming through the thing.
He's wearing a sheet with your dick hanging out of it. Yeah, I'm sexy, sexy ghost.
And then Ian rolls up on you.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on? No, it's your wife's mouth. It's your wife's Jewish mouth. Don't you love getting Jewish pussy? Come on, come in this Jewish girl's pussy. Come here, sexy ghost.
That ain't a mustache, that's pubes.
No, it's your wife's pube vagina.
Jewish women hiring Ian so they don't have to fuck their husbands. They sneak Ian in right at the last second.
Ian's stupid hair waving back and forth as he sucks
looking like unkempt pussy hair.
His stupid hair bobbing back and forth. No, it's your wife's pubic vagina.
Salute. Yeah. Salute to a real one.
Damn. Hey, I'm Vinny, and this is Get All My Money Ripped Up and Pissed On.
Aww.
Damn.
Yeah, that sucks.
Poor Vin, dude.
Yeah, hopefully Phil can pay for the rest of the tour. That got canceled. Oh. Well, bam. Trashes his Spencer's Gifts mansion. After Belle goes into the West Wing, he has a beast-like breakdown where he trashes his Hot Topic mansion.
How does it feel to know you destroyed a wedding, a marriage, Adam?
How did I destroy it?
I think it?
It
was you, man.
Yeah.
When I said congrats on the pussy, we both said that.
No, you just said your general demeanor.
Because I alphaed Bam Margera.
You alphaed Bam, you dude.
Well, she could be my wife now.
She's yours, dude.
That could be my baby.
Would you raise the baby as your own?
What's his kid's name? Falcon Phoenix. Star Fox?
Oh. Yeah, yeah, Phoenix. Yeah. Damn. Phoenix Scottsdale Margera.
Yeah, this is my son, Tucson Las Cruces.
Damn, that kid.
Damn, this is his favorite rap song. my baby loves 2 Chainz. And he's playing it and the kid's not even reacting. He's trying to chew the coffee table.
Yeah.
That was great,
fuck,
dude.
Man. I'm going to fucking think about that on my deathbed.
Yeah.
Just, Bam, so disinterested.
Yeah.
Moving the, not even speaking on mic for like 7 minutes.
Yeah. Apparently he like beat up that manager, too.
Yeah. Really? Well, that was on the slapped TMZ him around video. And,
like,
yeah.
Bloodied his face.
He's like, take wait, me like, home! Really fucked him up?
Damn. Yeah, like bloodied his face.
That Damn. Manager was a douchebag. He
did he say anything to you?
No.
How was he a douchebag then?
Just his clothes, what he was wearing.
Oh, didn't like him?
Yeah.
But he sat there politely the
him
whole time.
Him not being on Jackass. I mean, like, my read on it, after thinking about it for now 72 hours, mm-hmm. is that Bam is clearly a CTE case. And, like,
okay.
he invented pushing a shopping cart into a wall while your friend is sitting in it, right? So he's clearly hit around. His head.
But yeah, he probably
enough times for him to be just so fucked up and like.
It's just so funny the amount of kids that were like, "Let's do a Jackass!"
Yeah. Oh my god, me and my friend saw CKY2K, and we like just
let's
like,
"Let's do it! Let's go to the supermarket and do a yeah. Jackass!"
Yeah, that's in like
Meanwhile,
7th and 8th
I'm
grade.
At home beating off my
penis. Yeah, 7 years old.
We were doing both.
Yeah, like, beating off to your mother's high fashion magazines.
Doing the real Jackass. Yeah. My mind was in the right place. I was focused on the right thing. Yeah. Using up my dick as a child so it won't work as an adult. Just beating off the pictures of Michael Jackson and copying his dance moves. Boom, 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 boom. Locking my door, my mom just hearing Michael Jackson blasting.
Yeah. All right.
What's going on in there? I'm figuring a way out
about
of this.
Getting molested.
You better not be thinking about getting molested in there. Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. Shut up. Bitch.
One day I'm going to get molested yeah. and there's nothing you can do to
I'm
stop
I'm going
to
be fucking molested by Michael Jackson. Can't you at least do Jackass with your friends? No, I don't have any friends. I only have the fantasy of Michael masturbating to my butthole.
You're just jacking off with one glove.
Boom 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 boom. Annie, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, Annie?
It seemed like they had romantic relationships.
Yeah.
Well,
that's, why,
those
that's why he wasn't
it
getting...
It seemed like they were making love.
That's why he wasn't getting snitched on hard.
Adam's take.
That's the
Michael Jackson was making love to those boys.
No, straight up.
Were
I
they
mean,
raped?
That's
yes.
why he didn't tattle. And that's why Corey Feldman went to bat for him. It's because, like, literally, these are, like, fucking... There's pedophiles that are like, no, I love those children.
Right, right. Yeah.
You know?
He dated them in his eyes.
I would
eyes.
Never do anything to hurt them. I was in love with them. You know? I mean, yeah. like, they probably are not only... I don't know what the fucking, like, pedophilic, but, like, pedo-romantic also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because
you know? There's a lot of pedophiles that have, like, wives that they love, but then they also, like, you know...
And those wives
picking
are
picking up a little cup of the secret sauce on the way home from work.
Their wives are buying Teen Beat magazines for yeah. them. They're
and then there's people that are attracted that are attracted to women, but they have romantic relationships with five-year-olds. Just up all night on the phone with a six-year-old.
Uh-huh.
Honey, who are you talking to? Nobody. And then what did Thomas do?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he got a fresh coat of paint? I love when you tell me about Thomas. Yeah, I found out my husband was cheating on me with a six-year-old emotionally.
They're having emotional.
I'll be clear. It was an emotional cheat.
They never
Wow,
fucked.
Green, huh? Last week, your favorite color was
but
blue.
But I don't know, man. Seriously, though, you watch that fucking documentary, and they were like, and then me and Michael had sex on the tiny train, you know? And
yeah, yeah.
Shoot, this train station, and it, I mean, we already did that.
Yeah, yeah.
The conductor.
Yeah, the conductor.
As long as the trains run on time.
He's taking his job seriously.
He's made of the rails.
What a sweet cat. I love this cat.
Yeah, this cat's really nice. I think I'm getting allergic, but
yeah, good. Good right. Girl. Sick him.
It's a girl? Yeah, it is a
killer.
Girl.
Yeah, you can tell off by how soft she is.
Do you take her to the vet?
No.
Nice.
You should get her checked.
Why? Who gives a shit?
Street diseases. She could have HPV.
I have street diseases, dog.
What you got?
Herpes. HIV.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sucks, dude.
But I'd like, it would be great to get HIV and then you hook up with people and you're like, well, there's no way to actually test if it's feline or the regular kind. And I got scratched by several cats, so I have a feeling it's only the feline HIV.
Is that a way of contracting HIV?
No, it's a completely different disease.
Completely different disease.
You tricked me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of them you get from bad pussy, and the other makes the pussy bad.
Ooh. We got to eradicate this terrible disease.
That's what they should call it. Feline HIV is when a girl has it. You got pussy. Y'all
expired
ever hear
pussy.
Y'all ever
rotten
hear about
pussy
this?
Disease.
Yeah, your girl got bad pussy. They call that feline HIV. That's what I'm saying. Hey, y'all hear about this Meghan McCain bitch? Titty so big it killed a papa. Papa done kill himself because his baby bitch titty too damn big.
R.I.P. John McCain died thinking about how big his daughter's tits were. He thought too hard and killed him.
Yeah. Well, yeah, originally he had to go get eye surgery because he saw his daughter's tits.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, well, that's going to be burned into your retina forever.
Just take it out.
Just eye cup jumbos. A couple of B-52s flying through reminded him of being deployed.
My daughter's tits made me think I could see myself parachuting out of them into Germany.
Ah, fuck.
But anyway, Megan, come on the pod.
Yeah, if you're out there, you're listening.
When did that way?
Megan McBrain.
Megan McBrain.
Yeah.
My dick small. My dick small. Suck my penis. I've had a file.
Second on a kid's dick. And the dick tastes so fucking good. Michael. You've been hit by, you've been struck by a pedophile.
The Simpsons pulled the Michael Jackson episode out of.
Yeah, I heard that. Which doesn't make any sense because it's like he just did the voice of like a mental patient.
Yeah.
They were basically calling him a pedophile. As we know, most mentally ill people are also pedophiles.
Are also pedophiles, yep.
And
if you've ever been to therapy.
That's the thing you can just go on Twitter and say. Anybody that has mentally ill in their bio, you want to just let those people know that they're pedophiles.
Anyone that brags about having mental illness on Twitter, you should just reply by saying, you fuck kids.
Yeah. You're a pedophile?
You're a pedophile?
Suck my penis.
My fuck you. Small
little
I'm a fucking faggot.
I'm a fucking gay guy. I'm a fag guy. I'm a fucking gay guy.
Oh, fuck.
Well, folks, that ought to do her.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening.
It's been a late night epi.
Imagine having a room in your house that you use to just come up with dances. And then you're a billionaire because of it.
Yep, that would rock.
It's crazy how like revered art is when it's mostly bullshit.
It's complete bullshit.
People despise Tesla. He's created cars that are literally saving lives.
Oh, that guy.
And people hate
Elon Musk.
People hate Elon Musk. Meanwhile, Michael Jackson.
How is his car saved lives?
Equally as rich because of the auto driving shit. You haven't seen those videos?
No.
Yeah, it's like a guy pulls out into an intersection and then the car just like stops like on a fucking dime and a car like.
And he's like not paying
the
attention.
Yeah, the guy's not.
That came up with he.
I don't
Elon
fuck
Musk
with him.
With
I don't
yeah,
fuck
he
with him because he's
driving
got
cars, but
he's got hair plugs that look kind of okay.
Well, even then, I was mostly joking about the cars save lives thing. But like, you turn around, a guy like Michael Jackson literally rapes children, and he like came up with dances.
I don't know.
People are like, he's a hero.
I think he's a genius. And yeah. I think society ate him up. And he wasn't allowed to
and
be
he should
child.
Be allowed to make love to those kids.
And when he was 5 years old, Adam. He was not allowed. He was not given a childhood. He was just thrust into the spotlight. His father abused him. And it makes sense that he was trying to recapture that childhood the rest of his life. I'm
by
not saying
putting a cock in a young boy's ass.
Well, first of all, I also say that he's innocent of those crimes. Yeah.
Anyway, listen, come here. Adam's takes on pedophiles and why they're actually good. And yeah, not it's not a big deal.
What the fuck was going on with that friendship between Corey Feldman and Michael Jackson?
Well, what is up Macaulay too?
What is the hang between those two guys?
I'm telling you,
it's
dude.
So wild how he was dating. Dressed like him.
They were dating other pedophiles. They're Michael's boy. Yeah. So it's the way you hang out with your friend's girlfriend. Or like you get brunch sometimes just to catch up. Yeah. That's what was going on.
They're
his movie producer
too.
Friends were fuck. Those were his girl. Those were his friend's girls.
Yeah, his buddies.
I'm confused. I can't follow all this.
Yeah, it's too much.
It's too much.
This is a really complex plot.
Well, come see us in D.C. March 30th. Two shows. Stand-up show at 8 p.m. Live podcast at 10 p.m. Come fuck with your boys.
It's going to be great when we sell like 10 tickets to that show.
I know.
Yeah. We return to D.C. after a year.
For our triumphant return.
After selling out the Black Cat, and we get back and it's just fucking empty. Yeah. We're like, we had that Gene episode.
Honestly, dude, if that happens, I'm like, all right, let's pack it up.
Yeah.
We did it, bam. We did
it. Honestly, I feel content.
We at least milk that last world tour. I want to do that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At that point, yes. Yeah. We do it as a vacation. Then it becomes a 6-month tour.
Yeah.
Where we're just trying to go on vacation.
Yeah, right. Just in Bucharest to an empty room.
Yeah.
Y'all ever hear a gay sex out here? I don't ever have any of that.
Fuck.
Yeah. All right, so the 22nd.
There's some guy. His daughter was sex trafficked this afternoon. He's been drinking piss out
please,
of urinals.
Please. Please do Tom Mars bongi transplant.
Please. African guy.
All right, I'm at North Bar in Chicago the 22nd. I'm at Puddler's Hall, Milwaukee the 23rd. And then in Eau Claire, Wisconsin the 24th, we are at The Plus. I don't know. I think that's the name of the venue.
The Plus, so come out. It's actually the name.
It's for
the,
plus size.
It says your name on the piece of paper when you get your fucking HIV test back.
Yep, that's right. And shout out to all the BBWs and HIV positives.
Yeah.
HIV positivo.
And now I'm trying to think of what else we need. Oh, and Funny Moms is tomorrow night. If you haven't gotten tickets, go online. The March 11th, we got some fucking phenomenal comics that we can't name.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a secret.
We haven't booked them.
Yep. All right. So that should be it. Goodbye, folks.
Bye. Goodbye, everybody.